Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com. I was lying awake last night in bed and thinking about the things that are upon the world that we're going through right now as Americans, as Australians, as Canadians, as Europeans. As people that just live in the world, at least in the West, I don't know what life is like in rural Africa. In some ways it's a lot worse, some ways it may be better. I kind of wouldn't mind living out in the outback of Alaska or northern Canada. A lot of these things could seemingly go away. But the world has turned a switch. The powers that be have flipped the switch. We can't see behind a curtain. They know what they're doing. We don't know what they're doing. That's one of the scariest parts about this. They know what they're doing. We don't know what they're doing. Is that a conspiracy? Sure it is. Conspire means to share air. You breathe the same air. You talk about the same things. You say, this is the plan. This is where we're going to go with this. Governments make conspiracies. Families make conspiracies. Neighbors have conspiracies. Military has conspiracies. Spy agencies have conspiracies. That's, you share the air and you plot and plan and you move forward. There's the hidden hand and there's the hand that you see. You don't know. We don't know. But imagine this, two, three years ago, I don't think anybody can conceive of the fact that we're going to have vaccine passports and that the government, a government health official, could say, you have to get this experimental jab, and if you don't, you're going to lose your job, you won't be able to buy food, you won't be able to travel. You can't travel internationally right now. Today you can buy food, what about tomorrow? Lots of people are losing their job because they refuse to get this experimental jab. Now some people will say, well, you know, it's because it's for their own good. It keeps them from getting COVID. Look, man, it's almost like there's too many layers in here to address, and I want to say that that's done on purpose. First of all, where does COVID come from? Bat cave in Wuhan? I don't think so. And if it's man-made, or if it's been partially man-made, gain of function, how come nobody's talking about that? May come out of China, but maybe it was financed by the Americans. Maybe Fauci, National Institute of Health, maybe other government agencies have financed it, and then the work was done by the Chinese, so nobody can say anything, nobody can do anything. Is that the case? I don't know. Looks like it to me. How come the press won't look into it for me? How come NPR won't look into it? How come New York Times won't look into it? CNN, Washington Post, how come they won't look into it? Why is it that if anybody questions the narrative, they're depersoned and deplatformed? It's almost mind-boggling what's going on. We've been betrayed. We've been betrayed by our national leaders, the bureaucrats, politicians, certainly the institutions, certainly the press. And people are afraid to talk about this. Why? Why can't you dig in and find out exactly where the money came from to pursue these gain of functions and hold people accountable? Is it because you're going to make people guilty in the United States government that they want to hide, that they want to protect? How come you can't go after the Chinese and say, hey, you guys developed that. Do they have something on us? How come it isn't even being addressed? Then you get to the vaccine itself. All right, world record vaccine being produced. But does it really vaccinate? They changed the definition of vaccinate in order to suit their own needs. Doesn't keep you from getting COVID. We've seen this. I've seen this personally, firsthand. People with a vaccine get COVID. Doesn't keep you from transmitting COVID. I know that firsthand. Certain organization, 100% vax rates, had to be there. And somehow it's being transmitted from person to person, those with vaccines, and all kinds of people getting sick. So they're not going to talk about where it came from or who funded it. They don't want to talk about the fact that the jab does not keep you from getting COVID. or transmitting COVID. The best I can do now is, oh, it'll your symptoms are not as bad. Based on what? What's your proof for that? Why do you say that? Is that something you're making up too? Like the vaccines are going to save us? Meanwhile, our great organizations like NPR, New York Times, and Washington Post, they don't want any true plumbing of the depths of January 6th. They don't want to do that. They could have looked into this a year ago. They could have said, where are the 14,000 hours, 20,000 hours, whatever it is, of videotape of this? How come it's under lock and key? How come they're trying to cover it up? Because they want to save us from ourselves? I don't care who's guilty or who's innocent. It doesn't matter to me. Where are the thousands of hours of videotape evidence of January 6th? How come questioning it becomes a crime? Ditto for the election, November 2020. There's plenty of stuff to look into. Look, just look into it. Let's clean house. Instead, people are demonized and put on the wrong side for even being willing to talk about it. People are getting swept up into this that weren't even around there. Weren't even around the Capitol on January 6th, and they're still guilt by accusation. It's not even guilt by association, it's guilt by accusation. You know, not that many years ago, if a president presided over the economic debacle that we now face in the United States, and probably in all these Western countries, people would be upset, and there would be hell to pay. Politically, there'd be hell to pay. Do you see that? Do you see the economy shutting down? You think there's hell to pay? You've got the usual suspects, our press, all of the mainstream media covering for this administration. Starting to show a couple cracks, but not much. Why is that? Why? Why is the Hunter Biden controversy a controversy only if you point it out? If you point out that there's a problem, then you're the problem. We've lost control of our own society. We've lost control of our own government. I've commented before on this channel why, our votes don't matter. Nobody voted for homosexual marriage. Nobody. It was rejected over and over and over again. Yet here we have it. Nobody voted that the teaching of white hate, the hatred of white people could be taught in schools. Nobody voted for that. Nobody voted for that. School boards didn't vote for that, yet it's being shoved down our throats. Why? Why? And now, you've got the national apparatus terrified of the potential for a bloodbath in the midterm elections here, 2022, this November, 10, 11 months away. Terrified of the bloodbath that will probably occur. And so they're doing everything they can to change the laws. So it goes out of the states. The states no longer have control of their own vote and push it into the federal hands. They know it's unconstitutional. They know it's unconstitutional. They don't care. Their perspective is, let's get into the feds' hands. We can control the outcome of the election. And they can sue all they want in court. By that time, we'll own the whole thing anyway. We've got no say in this. This is all being done against our will. It's not being done. People haven't voted on this. It's a cabal. It is a conspiracy. They are conspiring against us. How can we come to 2022 and all the major institutions think it's okay to teach people to hate white people? And white people, by and large, are frozen in their boots, afraid to object to it, because somebody might call them a racist. And I would like people to understand that this shows how deeply they have you mind controlled. They control your mind. They presented a narrative to you in which if you question anything, you're a domestic terrorist, you're a racist, you're sexist, you're homophobic, you're anti-Semitic, you're Adolf Hitler. If you question, if you have doubts about the narrative, you talk about effective propaganda. You talk about an effective psyop, psychological warfare waged against the American people, waged against Christians, waged against white people. It's so deep that I can't even talk about white people. Oh, you're talking about white people. You must be a racist. Every other racial, ethnic group, whatever, has got their self-defense organizations. La Raza, Mecha, ADL, SPLC, BLM, whoever. And good on them and God bless them. The common denominator of all of them is they're free to promote their own race, and they're free to demonize the whites. And God forbid a white man points this out, and he's called a racist. White people are going to have to get over the idea that they can't stand up for themselves and be proud. And my number one antidote to that lie is the Holy Scriptures. The Bible commands you to honor your father and mother. It commands you to honor your ancestors. And it says, if you speak evil of father and mother, you should be put to death. That's Jesus Christ, Matthew chapter 15. First 14 verses of that chapter. And yet Christians are terrified. Whites are terrified. Oh my God, I can't stand up for my ancestors. And they repeat the litany of accusations against them that was handed to them by their racial enemies. I've dug deep into this from a theological point of view. Haven't finished, haven't plumbed the depths yet. All goes back to Genesis 3:15, seed of the serpent versus the seed of the woman. Churches are terrified to talk about this. They're horrified. They're like, oh my God, I don't want to be called a racist or anti-Semitic. Really? You're afraid. You're afraid of the world. You're afraid of the enemies of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, hey, look, if they call the head of the household Beelzebul, how much more will they call my disciples? You got to get over yourself. You got to get over this idea that you require the approval of the antichrists, of which there are many, of which that spirit is strong in this world. Why do you yearn for their acceptance? Why do you yearn for their approval? White man, Christian. Christians, you're just as bad because you refuse to stand up. You refuse to stand up. You refuse to call out the lies. You refuse to stand by the words of Jesus Christ because somebody might call you anti-Semitic. Man, you ought to be embarrassed about that. You ought to be ashamed of that. Rather stand with Jesus Christ and have them call you all the names in the book than to deny the words of Jesus Christ. Why are you doing this? So this is why theology is important, okay? Because you've got, you know, there's a narrative and there's a counter-narrative. The narrative of the world, they form your perceptions. They jam their narrow-minded morality down your throat. Don't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic, or Islamophobic. Can't do that. You cannot do that. And a free thinker comes along and said, yeah, you can do that. Yeah, you can do all of that. You can do all that. Those aren't God's rules. Those aren't strictures that Jesus Christ put on you. I mean, what do you think? Who do you think the lead anti-Semite is in the Holy Scriptures, if not Jesus Christ? When he looks at the Jews, he says, you're false Jews. You're of the synagogue of Satan. He says it not once, but twice. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. Oh, that's anti-Semitic. Real? Okay, fine. Which side do you stand on? Christian? Are you a Christian or a Judeo-Christian? And I think the answer to that question there is right there. Who are you, Christian, to go out there and condemn your ancestors and call them dirty names and speak evil of them? Don't you know in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ said, if you call your somebody else raca, worthless, you're guilty. You may be guilty of the fires of hell. And Matthew 15, moving on, it says, hey, you speak evil of father or mother, you ought to be put to death. And here you can go out there and denounce your ancestors. You can denounce Europe. You can denounce Europeans. Call them evil. And accuse them with accusations that God himself would never accuse them of. The greatest impact I can have is to get people to unwrap their mind from this trap. Unwrap your mind from this trap. See what's going on. See the tentacles that have trapped your mind. And you're afraid to be accused of these sins that are no sins at all. And you would abandon your God and you would abandon your ancestors in order to make the people that hate you happy. You owe your God more than that. You owe your children more than that. And that's just, you know, that's just background for the fact of where we are in the world, where we have absolutely no control over what we do or what we say. There's nobody on the inside saying, hey, you know what, there's free speech. People have a right to have their own religious opinions. So nobody's doing that. What they say is you can have your own religious opinions as long as it does not contradict the dominant narrative. So you want to be a Hindu? Be a Hindu. And fly a homosexual flag in front of your little whatever building Hindus go to. You want to be a Christian? Be a Christian. Here's a homosexual flag to fly out in front of your church. You want to be a Muslim? Be a Muslim. And pretend that you believe in interfaith unity. It's all a lie. It's a big fat lie. And if we're going to get over this for our kids and our grandkids, we're going to have to deal with these lies, these big fat lies. They're big lies. They don't believe in the Bill of Rights in the United States, the powers that be. They don't believe in it. They don't believe in freedom of speech. Why do you think they're doing everything they can to shut down freedom of speech, whether it's on Facebook, YouTube, doesn't matter where. Why do you think the major cabinet agencies of the United States government have issued white papers describing how misinformation is the greatest threat to this society? And they claim they believe in freedom of speech. They're liars. And they're taking the national security state, DOD, federal law enforcement, and they're mobilizing it against Americans. Look, they just are. And if you want to pretend that they're not, I don't know, hopefully I can be a counter-narrative, get you to think about that. Play this out a year or two. Where do you think this is going? What if this vaccine really is as deadly as it seems to be? Obviously, they lied to you. Obviously, it doesn't do anything that a vaccine is supposed to do. Clearly, the jab is not a vaccine. You've already seen how they've lied to you. They've lied to you once. They've said, it's a vaccine. Get it. You'll be safe. Boom. Everybody gets it. Boom. It does not save them from the vaccine. It's not saves them from COVID. It's not saving them from transmitting stuff. They lied to you through their teeth. They knew what they were doing. They kept you from getting medicines that help you. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. They did everything they can to suppress availability of those safe and effective drugs. Insisted that you get the jab at threat of losing your job. And they lied and they lied and they lied. It does not keep you from getting COVID. You're still dying from COVID even though you got the jab. There's plenty of evidence to suggest that the infection rate amongst the jab is as high or higher as in the unjabbed. I've had COVID twice. I might die from COVID. I don't know. But I've had it twice. I'm still kicking. I'm not saying people don't die from it. People die from stuff all the time. People are apparently dying from the jab. Young men, athletes dropping dead from heart attacks. Falling down, getting heart disease, can never play their sport again. They've lied to you. They lie and they lie and they lie. They lie about your ability to determine your own outcome. They lie about your ability to affect your government through your vote. You have no say in your vote. You vote for who you vote, and they do what they want anyway. They conspire against us, take our government away from us, and say, here's what you get. You get homosexual marriage. You get the teaching of the hatred of white people in your public schools. We had no say in this stuff. Oh, you voted wrong in 2016. We'll fix that in 2020. What do you think they're going to do in 2022, 2024? You really think they're going to just give up, walk away? We have to rethink the basics of human society, in my opinion. We have to rethink the basic assumptions about how we associate with each other. They claim we have a democracy. Listen, the more they talk about this being a democracy, the more they lie. The more they talk about this being a democracy, the less say we have in our own government. Who voted for mandatory vaccines? Who voted for vaccine passports? Who voted whether or not we can even have a job, whether or not we have a vaccine? Who had a say in that? Nobody. Nobody did. And they talk about a democracy where we have supposedly a say in our own government. It's all a lie. The more they talk about democracy, the more they lie, and they use it to manipulate you. Wakey, wakey. Time to wake up. Wake up to these facts. And I think there is a great awakening going on. It may not seem like it. It's a tough slug. It's a tough slog. Slog is the word. I think people are starting to wake up. How do we wake up more people? You opening your mouth. Simple as that. You opening your mouth. You saying what you need to say. You saying the necessary. You stop being afraid. Have some courage. Speak the truth. People look to the right. They look to their left. And they say, well, you know, Johnny's going along with it. I get Johnny's pretty smart. It must be true. Susie's going along with it. Susie's pretty smart. It must be true. And the higher you go up in the food chain, the more they're going to go along with it, because that's how they got up in the food chain in the first place. They submitted and they complied. And so they have a great deal of skin in the game to comply and to force others into compliance. How do you resist that? You resist it as your person. You say, no, I'm not going to go along with that stuff. Whatever it is. The number one thing is silence before the lies. That's the number one issue. Silence before the lies. People are afraid. They're afraid to contradict the lies. Why? Because they're going to be called a dirty name. Oh, you're a domestic terrorist. Are you fomenting civil war now? You're an anti-vaxxer. You're a racist. You're Adolf Hitler. And so they fall into submission because of these things. If that whole mindset could be exploded, and the chains around the minds of white people and Christians could just explode out of that, and Mexicans and blacks and everybody else. Some of them have a vested interest in keeping it there, because it's a hammer of guilt they hang over the heads of people in order to extract benefits from people. So they have a vested interest in keeping up the narrative of racism and sexism and homophobia, because it's a guilt, it's a cudgel of guilt that can beat people into submission and extract wealth from them. If these things are false concepts, they lose that power. So people are going to have, some people are going to have a vested interest in this. Christians, you have no theological basis for supporting this. None. White people, none. It's a false morality that they would impose upon you. If I could explode this, if I could take a zapper and just zap this thing off of your minds, that'd be 50% of the way to freedom. But we live in a civilization where these things are presumed to be true, and if you question them, that means you're Adolf Hitler. And Adolf Hitler is evil. That's been drummed into us for half a century. It's time to toss that off. Time to throw that off. You know it's not true, but you're afraid. You're afraid of how people treat you. You're afraid of what people say to you. What is the foundation of a human relationship between one man and another, one person, one family, one group? It's not a piece of paper. It's not a piece of paper. It's not even a piece of land. It's blood. The foundation of all human relationships is blood. Father, mother, son, daughter, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. That's the foundation of human relationships. Not a piece of paper. And Satan and his minions have done everything they can to expunge that from the human psyche. And they've said, no, you need to disassociate yourself from your ancestors. And now it's even to the point where you should just disassociate yourself from your sex. There's no such thing as male and female. That's the same thinking that got you to thinking that there's no such thing as your ancestors. So what I'm saying is radical. It's radical in the sense that you got to get to the root of this. This whole thing's exploded, and it's going to continue to explode. And they're going to get desperate, and their desperation knows no bounds. And as we understand this, and as we explore this, we've got to be in a situation where we really can get to the root of the matter. What's the foundation of social relationships? It's blood. It's my uncle, my aunt, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, my sons, my grandsons, my parents, my grandparents, and all the way back 1,000 years and all the way forward 1,000 years. That's the fundamental human relationship. It's been said by Jewish scholars that when they went to Babylon, they abandoned that. They abandoned the tribal authority. They abandoned the tribal government. And they substituted a man-made convention for that. Sanhedrin, the council. The foundation of human relationships is blood. And we're going to have to go back to that, because when it's not, you've got the intermediaries in there who redefine what the relationship can be, and they manipulate it and they control you. And they say, well, here's your constitution. But what does the constitution mean? It means nothing, as we've seen in 2022, 2021. Turns out it means nothing. And then they say, they use it to get your obedience. You obey the Constitution, but we'll do whatever we want to do. And then you have politicians that supposedly are representatives. They can go in there and they can be utterly suborned, utterly corrupted by money, power, bribery, and blackmail. And we wouldn't even know unless they were part of our blood, unless there was a connection from them to us by blood. Then we can hold them accountable. Wouldn't that be nice? So this is a little free thinking. I'd encourage you to think beyond the things that you've assumed to be true over the last century or two. This has all gone away. It's all going away. We're tearing it apart, and the mask has come off. They do not have our interests at heart. Do you think what's going on now is bad? You roll forward a year or two. See what kind of camps they have. They're rolling out the camps in Europe and Australia. You don't think they're going to roll that out here? If you can't fly without a vax, if you can't work without a vax, how are you going to eat without a vax? How are you going to drive without a vax? Or whatever other thing they put on you. You think we got a no-fly list now, 1,000 people on it? What do you think it's going to be like in a year or two? If they are allowed to roll forward with this, what's stopping them from doing it? Right now you have a cowed populace, a silent populace, that's afraid to be called the dirty names. Please, I'll do anything you'll tell me to do, just don't call me a racist or anti-Semitic, please. And so they submit. Here's the key to unchaining yourself. Just stop. Stop bowing down to those false moralities. Open up your mouth and speak and be bold. Fritz Berggren, bloodandfaith.com.